Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir, would you take your Bibles tonight and find two verses of Scripture with me, if you would. Find Hebrews chapter number 9. And just stick your finger there and hold it for a minute, and then go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Find Hebrews chapter number 9, then go back to your left and pick up 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Say amen when you get there. Appreciate the singing. Didn't realize we could have had piano tonight. I didn't see Marcellus sitting back there. And he's got a talent he's been hiding from us. And we have discovered he can play. Amen. And if I'd have saw him, he should have just volunteered. I don't know what your problem is. Amen. We just mess with him every chance we get. Amen. Y'all in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4? I want you to look with me at verse number 15. And I'm going to read the rest of the chapter. Most of you can quote part of this. And it's some of my favorite scripture to quote. Amen. The Bible said in verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." I want to read that part again just because I like it. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." One old timer said Gabriel's going to toot and we're going to scoot. Amen. The Bible said in verse 17, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Of course, we know that that's talking about the rapture of the church. That's talking about the day when Jesus comes. He's not coming to this earth. That'll be the second return and the beginning of the reign of Christ. We're talking about the rapture of the church, when millions will just disappear. Somebody said, "Y'all, do you believe that?" I sure do. You know why I believe it? Because the Bible says it. I can even show you in the Bible where it's at. It's at the beginning of Revelation chapter number 4, and the church disappears, and you go through all that tribulation stuff, and you don't see the church again until she comes back with Jesus on them horses. Amen? Some of this crowd will try to tell you that we're going halfway through the tribulation. Some of them will try to tell you we're going all the way through the tribulation. And if you endure to the end, you'll make it. That's a bunch of hogwash. It's not Bible. Amen. If we're going through the tribulation, why don't you find the church in it? She's not there. She's gone. We're at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to the judgment seat of Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we're going to have a good 7 years to spend with Him. Amen. You don't hear much preaching about the rapture anymore. The Lord put this on my heart the other day. I was just reading through my Bible and I hit 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. And the Lord said, "You hadn't talked about the rapture in a while." And I prayed about it and I thought, well, I'll do that on a Sunday morning and preach a salvation message. And here's what the Lord laid on my heart. He said, "No, you need to preach it to the church on Sunday night." Because they need to get a good bulldog grip on the fact that the Lord is coming soon. Amen. I believe He's coming soon. I was talking to a preacher the other day, and we were just talking about different churches, and we both traveled. Brother Jonathan's who it was. And I asked him point blank, I said, "Do you see a stirring among the churches as you travel?" He said, "Yes, the Lord is doing something. The Lord is doing something. He's uniting churches." He's uniting churches. Churches are getting along. They're not in competition with one another. They pray for one another. I believe it's soon that the Lord is coming to take His church out of here, and the more aware we are of that, the more ready we will be for it. Amen. First Hebrews chapter number 9, look here right quick with me. Last verse of the chapter where the Bible said, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many." We talked about that this morning. "And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Just ask you a question tonight. Are you looking for Him? Are you looking for Him? I believe the rapture is a reality. I believe the rapture is a reality, and I believe it's a reality we'll see in our lifetime. Amen. I really do. I believe the day is quickly approaching. There is no prophecy that I know of for sure left to be fulfilled to hinder the rapture. The only thing hindering the rapture is that last soul being saved. Amen. I hope we're the one that gets to get them. Amen. I hope I'm the one who led that last person to Christ. As we're going through the air, I'm going to look over at my neighbor and say, I caused this. Amen. I remember several thoughts I had when I was a kid about the rapture, and that has changed drastically over the years. I'm going to show you several things about the rapture and how we ought to be aware of it. If you really believed it, you said amen when I said Jesus is coming soon. You, everybody nodded their head, amen, amen. If you really believed that, you'd live differently. You'd live a little cleaner. You'd walk a little closer. You'd be a little more sincere about your prayer life if you really believed that he was coming soon. Amen. Somebody sent Sister Amanda, I don't know where she went. Somebody sent, there she moved over here. Somebody sent Sister Amanda a thing on her cell phone, and it's her tombstone. It's got her date of birth, date of death, and all that. She said it freaked Danny out. Somebody sent her that as a joke. Listen, if you could really know the day or the hour that you were leaving this earth, or you really knew the day or the hour that Jesus would come in. If we had an actual date like that nut in Texas claimed to have, you remember that? They ought to sue that rascal. Did you know people sent in over $6 million in donations to that guy? He was putting all them billboards up. He ought to have to give every bit of that stuff back with interest because he is a liar. Because no man knoweth the day nor the hour. We don't know the day or the hour, but we might could get pretty close on the year. Well, y'all don't die on me. Well, somebody said, what year is it? I ain't got a clue. But these people around here are smarter than me that can get you pretty close. Amen. Y'all all right? I believe we can know a time. Jesus said it. He gave us a time. He said, as in the days of Noah. He said they were eating and drinking and marrying. In other words, they just fulfilling the lust of the flesh, doing whatever they wanted. If we're not living in that day, I don't know what planet you're on. Amen. We are in those last days. And in order to get real to us, I bet you that family member that you're afraid to offend by witnessing to them, if you really thought Jesus was coming tomorrow, you'd call them tonight. If you really thought he was coming tomorrow, you'd make a phone call. Amen. Let's get aware of what's fixing to happen in our near future. If I could get half the churches I preach in as stirred up about the return of our Savior as they are the upcoming election. Every preacher I get in the car with, I get picked up at the airport. I guarantee you, Tuesday I'm going up to Pennsylvania. I don't know who Brother Barry has picking me up, but whoever it is, there's about an hour and a half drive from Pittsburgh to Somerset, Pennsylvania. The question will come up, well, what do you think about the election? It's been a long time since I had anybody say, well, tell me what you think about the rapture. I'm more excited about Jesus coming than I am an upcoming election. Amen. I mean, I've got a choice between a Muslim and a Mormon. Y'all all right? Smile. You'll be okay. By the way, I'll take the Mormon. Amen. But everybody wants to know about the election. Talk about this and the economy and this and that. Hey, what about the thing that's going to fix the economy for good? Our economy. Amen. The rapture of the church is going to fix it. Heaven will take care of it all. And sadly to say, those that don't know Christ will be left. What a day. What a day. Let me tell you a few things about the rapture. Number one, we are to preach His coming. We are to preach His coming. I'm not just talking about from the pulpit. I'm talking about from the pew. Yes, bro. I'm talking about in the workplace, where you, on the golf course, with your friends, at the hunting club, whatever it is your hobby may be. You need to tell people, hey, man, do you understand and realize that Jesus is coming? Amen. Back up a little bit to Titus chapter number 2. Amen. Titus chapter number 2. Just a few scriptures tonight and we'll go to the house. Titus chapter number 2. Y'all there? Well, wait on me. It fell out of my Bible. Titus chapter number 2. Look with me at verse number 13. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13. If we believe not, that ain't it. I'm in 2 Timothy. Aha, this looks much better. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. There's some things we ought to be speaking about that we're not speaking about. Are y'all looking funny? Did I read the wrong verse again? Thank you. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. Hallelujah. I quit. Of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And verse number 15, these things speak. What things speak? He's coming after us. What things are we supposed to be talking about in the street? Obama, Romney, or the rapture. Amen. Jesus is coming after me. Amen. Somebody asked me a while back, said, preacher, do you have a retirement program? I said, yes, sir, it's out of this world. I'm laying up treasures somewhere that money can't buy. Amen. Hey, I had some treasure. I had some treasure get cashed in this morning when Christine got saved, when that little youngin' out in junior church got saved, when Fallon got saved on the bus on the way home. Amen. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Amen. We ought to be preaching and talking about the return of our Savior. When's the last time you asked somebody, if Jesus came today, are you ready to go? My wife and I are going on vacation in June, and we're excited about it. Somebody said, where are you going? A place where cell phones do not work. Amen, right there. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I'm going to leave it at the house. I ain't even going to take it with me. Amen. But you know what we've been doing? That's over a month away. We've had our vacation booked for several months. Both of us are just as bad as the other. Every time we go into Walmart, oh, we need this for vacation, and we need that for vacation. You know what we're doing? We're getting ready for vacation. Anytime we're around somewhere, we was eating with Brother Ray and Miss Cindy and their family the other day. First thing we had to talk about a vacation. We're going on vacation. We tell y'all we're going on vacation. And I bet I'm sick of hearing. I bet they're thinking, I'm sick of hearing about their vacation. You get excited about going somewhere, you'll talk about it. Yeah. Amen. I said you get excited about going somewhere, you'll talk about it. And the only reason you're not talking about going to heaven is because you're not excited about it. Amen. Amen. I'm getting excited about it. Amen. Every time I do a funeral, I get a little bit more excited. Amen. Every time I see another sinner get saved, I get a little bit more excited. Every time I have another prayer answered, I get a little bit more excited. You know what he's doing? He's motivating me toward heaven. With his blessings, he's motivating me toward heaven. Amen. Amen. The kids used to sing a song, Heaven's Sounding Better, all the time. Heaven's sounding better. Every time we plant another saint of God in the ground, heaven's looking sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Amen. We are to preach his coming. Number two, I'm going to be real quick tonight. Number two, we are to look for his coming. We are to look for his coming. We ought to be watching for him. We ought to be looking for him day in and day out. I heard about an old preacher in the 1800s. They said he would get up every day, raise the window, look up toward the sky, and said, Lord, will it be today? Lord, will it be today? I'm going to be busy, but I will be ready. Amen. Amen. We ought to be looking for the Lord to come. Amen. We ought to be looking for him to come. We ought to be expecting him to come. Amen. If we would live our lives in the light that Jesus is coming soon, it would change the way husbands treat wives, the way wives treat husbands, the way children respond to their parents. Amen. I bet some of these boys would go home and clean out their hiding spot if they thought the Lord was coming tonight. I bet somebody would go home and clean up their internet if they thought the Lord was coming tonight. I bet they might get some stuff off Facebook if they thought the Lord is coming tonight. They'd probably get an altar and repent of some things if they thought the Lord was coming tonight. Well, let me tell you, he very well could. And I'm looking for him. I'm looking for it. I said in the office this morning, I was talking to him. I was fixing to walk out the door. I said, Lord, help me preach this like it's the last one. Lord, help me preach this like you're coming this afternoon. God, please, please use me one more time.
Amen.
Amen. I want every sermon to be like it's the last one I'll ever get to preach, and praying that it is.
Yes.
Amen. You say, you really want the Lord to come back? I really do. This world's getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. You listen to the news long enough, it'll make you want to put the business end of a Colt 45 in your mouth and pull the trigger. 90% of the phone calls I get are bad news. Do you understand that? 90% of the phone calls I receive is bad. And I have to hear some of the most horrible things. Did you know I'm not going to get a phone call like that in heaven? Not one time when Jesus comes, I'll never get another bad phone call. I'll never have to talk a couple out of leaving one another. I'll never deal with an abused child again. Hallelujah. I'll never stand by a cancer-ridden saint of God's deathbed. I'll never have to go to a gravesite again. Yes, I do want him to come. Amen. Yeah, but I got things I want to do. Oh, if you could just get a glimpse of heaven. If you could just get a glimpse of heaven, you'd see something you'd rather do. 12-pound bass ain't got nothing on streets of gold. Amen. Hey, they ain't a buck in the world worth staying here for. Amen. Oh, I want to see my children grow up. And I want to, man, wouldn't you rather see them in a glorified body? Worshiping the Lamb of God, man, what a thing. We ought to preach His coming, but we ought to look for His coming. Looking for that blessed hope. We ought to be looking for Him.
Amen.
Amen. If you know what kids will do in school? If they're going to cut up, they're going to wait until the teacher ain't looking. Am I right? Help me, Shy. You're going to wait up. You know what you're doing? You're looking for that teacher. Hey, if you spend your time looking for Jesus, it'll keep you from messing up a whole lot. Amen. It'll keep you from messing up a whole lot if you're really looking for Him. Amen. I hope some of you can't sleep tonight. I hope some of you lay in the bed, you listened to that message this morning and ignored it, you're not saved. If you died right now, you'd bust hell wide open. I pray you can't sleep tonight. Scared to death that Jesus is going to come. Amen. I remember that happened to me one time when I was a kid. They had that film they carried around to all the churches, The Burning Hell. Anybody ever see The Burning Hell? Son, that scared me worse than The Exorcist. You know why it scared me? I wasn't saved. I wasn't saved. That's where your wife got saved from seeing that movie? Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord, brother. I'm telling you, that thing shook me up, man. I didn't want Jesus to come. I said we ought to be looking for His coming. We ought to be preaching His coming. Now listen to this. We ought to pray for His coming. There is a statement the Lord made in what we call the Lord's Prayer. And it's not really the Lord's Prayer. It's a model prayer. It's something to build your prayer life off of. Every one of those things ought to be covered in your prayer life. Amen. I'm not going to preach that tonight. But you know what one of those things were? Thy kingdom come. That's one of the things He said pray for. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We ought to pray for Him to come. John was a praying for Him to come, and way back over here when he said, even so come Lord Jesus. He said, I'm ready now. When's the last time you asked the Lord to hurry up? I said, Lord, is your watch broke? Somebody said, when you think the rapture is going to be? I think He's late. Amen. I'm not really. I wouldn't question God for nothing in the world, but I do think it's very close. And brother, I do pray. I have prayed. I prayed before my daddy's funeral. Before I had to stand in that pulpit and preach my daddy's funeral, you know what I prayed? Lord, come before we have to do this. Lord, come before we have to put him in the ground. Lord, just let us go together. I prayed, God, come on. I'm ready to go. I'm tired of this. Amen. Listen, nobody enjoys life more than I do. I love life. I have fun all by myself. I do. I mean, I have a good time. I go fishing. I go fishing by myself sometimes. I just like to get away from people and just get out there and be alone, man. Have a good time. Amen. I love life. But I tell you what I'm going to love even more, life everlasting. Living without this body of flesh. living without sin, living without sickness, living without heartache. It's going to be good. Amen. Wonder how long has it been since you've prayed and asked the Lord, oh Lord, please come. Please come deliver us out of this mess. Amen. We ought to preach His coming. We ought to look for His coming. We ought to pray for His coming. Can I give you another? We ought to love His, we ought to love His coming. We ought to love His appearing. Amen. That's what Paul said. Paul said, I fought a good fight, man. He said, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And not for me only, but all those that, what, anybody know? Love His appearing. For all those that love His appearing. He said, I'm done. I'm going to get a crown, and you can get one too if you love His appearing. Now, let me just say to you, there are going to be some that don't love His appearing. There's going to be some that ain't glad He came just when He did. He said, oh, man, I meant to get that right. I remember when I was a teenager thinking what some of y'all are thinking right now. Oh, I know I want the Lord to come, but not now. Why not? What reason could there be in your heart you don't want the Lord to come yet? Well, I want to see who I'm going to marry. You might be dodging a nasty divorce. Who knows? Amen. If there is a reason in your heart you don't want the Lord to come, it's not a good one. We ought to love His appearing. Let me say it again. We ought to love His appearing. We love the appearing of everybody else in the world. Amen. When them ball players march out on the field, you love that. You love it when they come out of the dugout. You love it when they come out of the locker room. Amen. When you go to them football games and that team comes charging through and rips through the banner or runs out between the cheerleaders, you love that appearing. Amen. We ought to love His appearing. Wouldn't it be something if we got to see Him tomorrow? Wouldn't that be amazing, man, if we just got to see the Lord? Do you love His appearing? Does that excite you? Or does it make you nervous? It does one of two things. You're sitting there going, yeah, boy, I can't wait. Paul said we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. I'm ready for that. Hey, there's some things I'm going to answer for that I ain't proud of. I want a good judgment seat of Christ. I believe it's going to have its ups and downs. I believe some people are going to be absolutely shocked. Be honest with you. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to what's after it. Amen. Amen. I love His appearing. I've prayed ever since the day I got saved, Lord, let me live to see the rapture. Amen. I mean, if I had to go by the way of the grave, that's cool. That's whatever He wants. But I'd love to live to see the rapture. Amen. And I would really love, this is my honest, I used to say I want to die in the pulpit. I don't anymore. I want to die at the graveside while I'm burying a child of God. Wouldn't that be cool? As they lower that body and we say ashes to ashes and dust to dust, all of a sudden, that'd be pretty sweet. I'm saying, stand back, I'm next, amen. That'd just be so awesome. Do you love His appearing? Do you love His appearing? Does that excite you? Would it be exciting to you if you thought the Lord was coming at the stroke of midnight tonight? Wow. I wonder what we'd be doing right now. You wouldn't be half paying attention to this sermon, I promise you that. They probably wouldn't be a vacancy in this altar anywhere if we really thought He was coming tonight at 12. Tell me this, what's hindering Him? What's stopping Him? He could just as easily come at the stroke of midnight tonight as not. Amen? Do you love it? Friend, I love it. I love it. I don't mind preaching it. Amen? I don't mind praying for it. I don't mind looking for it. And I love it. Now listen, I only got two more thoughts. That's all I'm going to give you. We ought to be comforted by His appearing. Paul said, wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. We just read it in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. What words? The dead in Christ shall be raised first. And we which are alive shall be caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the clouds, with them to meet the Lord in the clouds. We just read it. He said, comfort one another with these words. Amen. With these words. What words? The words of the rapture. Amen. Somebody said, the word rapture is not in the Bible. Neither is toilet, but you believe in them. Amen. Y'all okay? People kill me with that kind of stuff. It's not there in word, but it's there. How about snatching away? That's there. Or catching away. Amen. That's there. May not, rapture may not be there in word, but it sure is there in action, friend. Amen. And it ought to be comforting to us. The only way it could be comforting to us is if we've got the right relationship with Him. If your heart and your relationship, Christine, I don't want to embarrass you, but is that more comfort in thinking about the rapture now than it would have been last Sunday?
Amen.
Have you been struggling with that for a while? Praise the Lord.
Amen,
she just got on the altar, didn't care what nobody thought, and got saved this morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
now the rapture don't scare her. She'll go home sleep like a baby tonight, and she'll probably pray with Brother Eddie, if there's anybody there like I was who've been struggling with their salvation, Lord, just like the preacher said, don't let them sleep until they get this thing settled in their heart.
Amen.
Amen. Guarantee you, we yoked up now. We're on the same side. I can preach the Lord's coming, and she says, hallelujah. Hey, even so, come quickly.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We ought to be comforted at His appearing.
Amen.
I find comfort in that.
Amen.
I find comfort in that. You know what it does? It does away with all my fear.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about what's going on in this world. I'm going to vote, and I'm going to do my part so I can gripe. Amen. If you don't vote, shut your mouth. You ain't got no say-so.
Amen.
Amen. That's kind of like in church. I told them one time, we was in the old building, I said, we're going to have a tithing male members meeting. Well, y'all got quiet on me. What do you mean, tithing? Well, you don't support it, you don't get to say-so. Amen. Sammy Allen used to do that all the time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to vote. I'm going to do my part in society. I'm going to be a good citizen. I believe that's our Christian duty.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe we ought to be a good citizen of our country.
Amen.
We ought to pray for our leaders.
Amen.
I've prayed for Barack Obama every day since he's been in office.
Yeah.
I really prayed for him before he got in office, but my prayer changed. After, y'all will get that in a minute. Amen. My prayer changed after he got in office. But that's not where my hope is. If I'm looking for comfort in the government, I'm in trouble.
Amen.
Amen. If I'm looking for that, oh, I don't know what we're going to do if this election doesn't. Hey, man, this election, it ain't going to make that big a difference. I'm just here to tell you, man, ain't nobody going to come in and sprinkle some pixie dust and wave a little wand. Everything's just going to go back to normal. Ain't going to happen.
Amen.
I mean, if you believe that, you're crazy, man.
Amen.
Y'all okay? It's probably going to get better before it gets worse. I mean, worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Could get a whole lot worse before it gets any better.
Yes,
could never get better. So that's not what my hope. My hope's not in the economy. I do hope it gets better. I truly do. But if it don't, I'm still going to heaven when I die.
Amen.
Amen. I'm still going to heaven when I die. And it won't matter whether I die with $1 million in the bank, now that'd be a miracle, or if I die flat busted, it won't make one bit of difference. I'm going to the same heaven. I'm going to receive the same reward. I'm going to get the same glorified body. That's why I'm not worried about the economy. Amen. I've said this before, but I like it, so I'm going to say it again. Y'all remember the Y2K crash? Y'all remember how everything just stopped and the world fell apart? Y'all remember? I think I slept through it. They had these preachers writing these books, selling them all over the country, making thousands and thousands of dollars. What to do in the case of the Y2K? They ought to be sued. It could have had one page in it with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Just trust the Lord, man. It got us through that one, amen?
Yes.
It's got us through wars. It's got us through depressions. It's got us through everything else under God's green earth. Hey, it'll get us through whatever else is coming.
Amen.
Amen. But my comfort is not in what the world's doing, what the economy's doing, what the war front's doing. My comfort is in, I know that Jesus is coming soon, and He's taking me out of here.
Yes.
And I find great comfort in that.
Yes.
Amen. Last year when me and Sister Angie went on vacation, we was on the plane and we was about 30,000 foot in the air. And I looked over, I said, you know what'd really be cool? She said, what? I said, if a rapture took place right now. I said, we got a 30,000 foot head start. Wouldn't that be cool? I told a lady sitting on the plane one day, I give her that track, the chick track with about the plane crash. Flight 144, is that what it is? Yeah. I give her that track. That's a good track to give people on an airplane because it talks about a plane crash. Amen. And I told her, I was kind of lying through my teeth. I wasn't kind of lying. I was lying. I said, ma'am, she read that track. I said, are you saved? She said, no, sir, I don't understand the term. I knew then she wasn't. And I began to talk to her about her salvation. I said, you know what? I said, I know the pilot. I said, he's a Christian. I said, if the rapture takes place, there ain't nobody to drive. She didn't get saved. She got mad. But anyway. And I just find comfort in the fact that he's coming. It doesn't stir me. It doesn't upset me. It doesn't unnerve me. It does something inside me. It's like, yes, please, quickly. Yeah. Amen? Amen? We are to preach his coming. We are to tell people, hey, you know the Lord's coming soon. You know the Lord's coming soon. You say, people will think I'm crazy. They already do. Amen. News flash, they already do. You don't believe it? Just tell people in town you go to Happy Valley. Oh, that's the response. And then, well, good. All right. I've heard good things. Oh, where do you go to church? I go to Happy Valley. Oh, they think you're nuts, man. They think you're nuts because you actually knock on doors and tell people about Jesus. They think you're nuts because you ain't afraid to stand on a street corner and hold a sign with some scripture on it. They think you're nuts because you're not ashamed to do what God's people used to do. Y'all all right? We ought to be comforted by his appearing. Let me give you one more. 1 John chapter number 3. This is what John says. He said, beloved, now are you the sons of God, and it doth not appear what we shall be. I love this. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. I said, we ought to preach his appearing. We ought to look for his appearing. We ought to pray for his appearing. We ought to love his appearing. We ought to be comforted by his appearing. And we will be purified by his appearing. Amen. Amen. Did you know everything in this life that gives me trouble, the rapture is going to take care of? Yeah. I say that every time I bury somebody that's saved. I tell them, we're putting in the ground everything in this life that gave them trouble. It was that flesh they had to walk around in. Amen? I'll never have another bad thought. Never. Never have another bad thought. I had one today. After that great service this morning, somebody pulled out in front of me right down here to Texaco. I'm serious, didn't even slow down. We jacked up trucks when I was a teenager. This was a jacked up Crown Victoria. Yeah, I kid you not. That thing's off the ground. I thought, what in the world? That really ain't what I thought, but we can't say from the pulpit what I thought. Had a bath after a great service like that this morning. Somebody, that guy didn't even stop at the stop sign, didn't do nothing, just whoa, pull right out. Come all around hitting him. I'll never have another bad thought. Never have another sinus headache. Say amen, Brother Robbie, right there. Amen. Never go to another funeral. Why? This thing, the only thing that keeps me from not being, I mean, dead center in the perfect will of God is my flesh. That's why Paul said I die daily. He had to work on that flesh every day he lived. But when Jesus comes, it'll be gone. Amen. It'll be gone. For a couple of reasons. It's filthy and it can't enter into heaven. When you got saved, he saved your soul. It's pure as a driven snow. But your flesh, it's still filthy. Some people look at you kind of sanctimonious when you say stuff like that. I said your flesh is still filthy. I can prove it. I could really prove it if I could read your mind. You know your flesh is wicked. Amen. Number one, it can't enter heaven. Because it's filthy. Number two, it couldn't handle it. It couldn't handle it. It's been a while since we had one. But we've got in these services where it's just so sweet, and it lasts about 2.5 hours, and you just cry and cry and cry and cry. And if you had to do a service like that 2 nights in a row, it'd kill you. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You ever been hung over from church? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about wake up on Monday morning and go, oh, my head is so full of snot. And it's pounding. Oh, went to church and got drunk. What happened? Y'all listening? Can you imagine that for about 10,000 years without even a lull? Without even a break? That junk you walking around in couldn't take it. But what we're getting is going to be able to handle it just fine. Amen. Listen, let's get excited about Jesus coming. You know what it'll help us do? It'll help us reach more bus kids. It'll help us send out more missionaries. Amen. It'll help us. It'll help us in the way we relate to one another and worship together. It'll help us in our relationships. It'll help us in our homes and our marriages if we'll live every day like Jesus could come today. Amen. If we'll look for Him. Amen. Ask yourself, when's the last time I prayed for the Lord to come? When's the last time I actually verbalized that in my prayer to the Lord? Lord, I sure wish You'd come today. I sure wish You'd come. I told Him the other day, I said, Lord, I wish You'd come today, not just to get me out of this mess. I'd just love to see You. I'd just love to see You. I've preached about You all over this country. I've about half wore my body out, Lord, telling people all about You. I sure would like to see You. When I look upon His face, the One who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. Yes, what a day. Yes, a glorious day that'll be. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll just sit and look at Him. Amen, a couple thousand years, just sit and look at His beauty. The Lamb of God took away my sin. Amen. I can't wait to see Him. Amen. Let's get excited about it. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Tommy, you can't sing What a Day That'll Be, can you? Come on. I don't even know how to give an altar call tonight. Maybe if you're not excited about the Lord coming back, you ought to ask yourself why. I'm excited. I'm ready. Before He sings, can I just ask you that question? Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? I bet you're glad He didn't come yesterday. Amen. Well, let's just mind God tonight. Brother Tommy, you sing.